special items, and I would like to take a moment and ask, as a point of personal privilege, to ask the council to join me in a statement regarding recent events in Minneapolis and the repeat violence against communities of color. While these most recent protests started with the criminal acts that led to the death of George Floyd, an unarmed black man, this is not new. And we've all heard the stories of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor and Tony McDade and Sandra Bland and Eric Garner and many, many more. This violence is unacceptable. People in our community and across the country are angry and grieving and taking action for positive change. Here in Columbia, we've been having these hard conversations, both in monthly meetings at Second Missionary Baptist Church, all the way to conversations with our many local activists. It's our responsibility to break down systems of institutional racism, and we will continue doing that. Working towards equality for all is not easy, because we have to undo years of damaging and unfair laws and stereotypes and our own learned behaviors. But we can all do our part in large and small ways. Just in our daily lives, we can listen and take time to hear the experiences of our fellow community members. We can be more understanding and empathetic. We can evaluate our own words and actions to see how we can make ourselves better neighbors. And we can speak up when we see and hear injustices. And I hope you will join us in working to make our community a better place for all people. I want to thank the people of Columbia that have come out to protest and protest peacefully in the last few days. I also want to thank the men and women of the Columbia Police Department for protecting the rights of the protesters to demonstrate peacefully. I think it's also a good time to remind everyone of the principles of community that this council adopted in April of 2018. And I think those principles of community reflect our vision and the city's vision that Columbia can be the best place for everyone to live and work and play. Principles of community, if you remember. We affirm the inherent dignity and value of every person and strive to maintain a climate for work and learning based on mutual respect and understanding. We affirm the right of each person to express thoughts and opinions freely. We encourage open expression with a climate of civility and sensitivity and mutual respect. We affirm the value of human diversity because it enriches our lives and our organizations. We acknowledge and respect our differences while affirming our own common humanity. We reject all forms of prejudice and discrimination, including those based on age and color, diverse ability, gender, gender identity, gender expression, national origin, political affiliation, race, religion, sexual orientation, and veteran status. And we take individual and collective responsibility for helping to eliminate bias and discrimination and for increasing our own understanding of these issues through education and training and interaction with others. And we pledge our collective commitment to incorporate these principles into the City of Columbia mission. I thought it was important to reflect on those values. And I understand the city manager began his cabinet meeting this morning reminding our directors and city staff of those values that we not only hold dear, but try to act and emulate every day. On Friday after the protest downtown, Reverend Ruffin and I, along with the city manager, the deputy city manager, met with several members of the African-American community, along with Police Chief Jeff Jones, and I thought our conversation was good. I thought it was productive. And I wanted to give the chief, with the city manager's permission, the ability to come and visit with us about not only the incidents in Minneapolis, but the steps that we have taken here, not just in the last 3 days, but in the last 3 years, as a community to address these issues, to have civil discussion about community policing, about our own review of policies and procedures and how we're trying to do better with those things. So, Chief.
I don't have anything prepared. I did not know I would be speaking tonight, but I'm thankful for the opportunity. Last week, I went to work for the first time to find police officers angry. Not just angry that people were upset and protesting, but angry because they saw something so egregious that is now projected on police officers across the nation. And there's an internal sense that what we know to be fundamentally unfair, that has been a history of this country and in policing, came to a head in Minneapolis, Minnesota. They're angry because they agree with the message that we need to protest. They're angry because in Columbia, that is not how we police. And when we find the rare occasion when we police in a way that is inconsistent with all of the values that the mayor just read, we deal with it. Because we have a responsibility individually and collectively as the police to hold ourselves accountable, to hold each other accountable, and be accountable to the people that we serve. What happened in Minneapolis cannot happen here, not in the sense that it's impossible for it to happen here, but we can't allow it. We can't allow the things that led to Minneapolis to occur here. To that end, we will hold ourselves accountable and we will be transparent. We have taken steps prior to Minneapolis, but because of what we have seen in the history of policing and how this country has marginalized certain groups of people, we have taken certain steps to try to mitigate some of that the best that we can for now. Prior to being the police chief, what I saw, just to be candid, was a lot of talk. We talked a lot about it. We said we were going to talk to each other and listen, and there was very little action. What I found becoming the police chief is that no matter what action you take, change comes slow. Much slower than I like, much slower than I accept. The things that keep us up at night, we can't change overnight, and it's frustrating. But we have taken some steps, and You asked me to talk about some of the things that we have done, and I'm not going to say that it's enough. I will say that we are making progress. We have opened up our policy making, our policy decisions, so that there is public input. We present our policies to the public in an interested parties format so that we can review those together, not just as the police, but as the community. We formed a vehicle stops committee, and I don't know that people recognize the significance of that, and although they've been on a little bit of a hiatus since COVID kind of overtook our lives for a while, they are considering data to figure out why there is a disparity. There's very clearly a disparity. We are not policing people of color the same way that we police people who are not. And that committee has been charged with this monumental task of trying to figure out why. And they've put a lot of effort into that. We hoped to have a recommendation in July. I don't think that's going to happen now. But the work has to continue. And I'm glad that it has, and I'm proud of them. It's a lot of people that have varying opinions, and there's a lot of heated discussion, but it's good discussion, and it's healthy. When they make recommendations, and I don't want to overshadow their work, It is very important that we look at what those recommendations are and how they might move us forward. Action steps instead of just talking. I want to be clear that I don't condone anything that happened in Minneapolis. Not just from the officer who murdered somebody, but for the three that watched it happen. It's sickening. Do you have any questions for me, sir?
With respect to the three who watched it happen, how are our policies different? And is there a duty to affirmatively report or tap out that officer or take over or intervene if someone would see that?
Yes, it's supposed to be reported. It's mandated that it's reported. I think we need to look at that and use stronger language so that someone has a duty to intervene. I think fundamentally we all have that responsibility and everybody knows it. But I think that it could be shored up. I had to go get a phone charger when we were in pre-council, so an officer decided he was going to walk me to the police station to protect me, and I appreciate that. But when we were walking over, I said, "What would you have done?" And I would have shoved him off. I would have tackled him. I would have done something. Little consolation, but we have people here that feel that responsibility, and it shows in the way that we police. And I know COVID has come through and it's done really, in my opinion, set us back as far as making personal contacts, which, you know, I think is important. But that doesn't mean it changes our outlook on what community policing will be here. So I'm looking forward to getting back into that. Anything else I can answer?
I appreciate you being here tonight, and I know you were busy all weekend, and I know you personally went to every shift change meeting and talked with your officers, and I appreciate the patience and discretion that you exercised with protests. I also know that when those demonstrations change to something else, that so does your response. And for that, we say thank you too.
Thank you. We will protect people who demonstrate. It's a cornerstone of our democracy, and we have a duty to protect it. If it turns to rioting, we will deal with that. I hope that it doesn't.
Any further inquiry?
Would you like me to read our policy before I go?
Please, Chief. Thank you.
I was our internal affairs sergeant. Of course, he would have the policy on his phone. Duty to intercede. Any officer present and observing another officer using force that is clearly beyond that which is objectively reasonable under the circumstances shall, when in a position to do so, intercede to prevent the use of unreasonable force. An officer who observes another employee use force that exceeds the degree of force permitted by law should promptly report these observations to a supervisor. That is in our use of force policy 300.8.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.